www.wincreekmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let me go ahead and jump to the big news on the river this week. We got a lot going on. First of all, we're flying in some live Maine lobsters, and we're having a lobster boil this weekend. That's right. They should be here Friday morning. So we'll start Friday and Saturday having a lobster boil. And if you can't make it down here and eat with us and got your tailgate going on, we'll show up with some lobsters and see what everybody don't crowd around your tent. Also, we got Miss Freddie this Sunday afternoon. That's right. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this lady was nominated for the best female singer in the blues this year, and we won't get her out here at the Capitol Oyster Bar and listen to some of that beautiful singing. So y'all check all that out at CapitolOysterBar.com. We got a menu. Also shows you on there where you can rent you a pontoon boat and cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. And all that gets going soon, so get on down here hungry and come soon. We're going to be looking for you.
Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Today is October 11th. Take your teddy bear to work day. I brought my teddy bear to the studio. Go ahead, Teddy. Speak into the mic.
Help! You don't know the unspeakable things he does to me.
That'll be enough, Teddy. He's only joking, folks. What a prankster.
Help me!
Quiet! Have a happy Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day.
None of us had a teddy bear.
I'm giving you to the dog.
None of us had a teddy bear, so we settled for Rusty Aldridge.
Hey!
Wow!
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
It's a tad past 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu.
We're going to make it go fast.
The president talking recovery as Tropical Storm Michael makes its way toward the Carolinas after ripping apart some Florida beach towns along the panhandle. Two people dead, including a child. Officials just now getting a good look at the destruction, but many civilians being told to stay away.
They're probably holding people out because of down power lines, and we have to make sure that the lines aren't charged.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long. President Trump has said he will visit hurricane victims this afternoon. He's grabbing a bite with Kanye West at the White House, telling Fox and Friends.
You look at Evander Holyfield. You look at Herschel Walker. I have so many athletes and stars that are supporting me.
Saying they like what he's doing with the economy. And stock futures in the red, down several hundred points the morning after the Dow sank more than 800 points. This is Fox News.
Found a morning radio program that knows everyone deserves a day off. Starring Greg Budell.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Jay Scott.
Be a man. Take some Pepto-Bismol, get dressed, and come on over here.
Emily Hayes.
He's a righteous dude.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
You keep calling me until I come on. You'll make me feel guilty. This is ridiculous, okay? I'll go.
So wrap a hot towel around your head and make yourself some soup. It's time for three men and a lady.
You don't like my policies, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, Buttercup.
What? Ferris Bueller's online, too.
You know, I've never actually watched that movie all the way through.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No. Why? Because I'm frankly not that hip. Greg Goodell, Three Men and a Lady with
Jay Scott.
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
Rusty Aldridge, in it, Rich. On the tape.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As Michael quickly pulls away from the area, dramatic changes in our weather. Cloudy early today, then big improvements by afternoon with partly cloudy skies and a high temperature around 81. Mainly clear tonight, much cooler as a cool front moves through the area. Low to mid-50s for the overnight low temperature. How about that? Blue skies, sunshine tomorrow and Saturday with high temperatures in the 70s and lows at night in the 50s. And then a beautiful day on Sunday with a high temperature in the low 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I want to take a moment. Rich's weather video is on my page, but I want to take you inside a little bit here. If Rich Thomas has one fault, it's that he cares so much about so many things. It worries me that he's going to worry, you know, that it's going to overwhelm him at some point. And this past week, now he's known actually, he first mentioned the possibility of Michael more than a week ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Rich had made arrangements. If you were listening earlier this year, you know, he lost his brother back in February, I believe it was, and made arrangements to have him buried at Arlington because both his brothers served in Vietnam and came home with scars from that war. And the burial is scheduled for this week. I think it's Saturday. So it's not like a doctor's appointment where you can call them and say, I can't make it today. Can you rebook me for another date?
Right.
When you have one of these arrangements made through Arlington and waited a long time for this particular day. In the meantime, you know, the weather is his life. And he sees Michael developing, and suddenly he's put in the position of, and this is when the true path of the storm was not really known.
Yeah, it was sort of going, it could go this way, it could go that way.
You know, because he wants to be here if we're going to be in the direct path of something. So he's been sweating this thing for over a week. And then when the path became clear that it would make landfall south and east of us and then break off to the northeast, some of that pressure was relieved. But he still had the challenge of, how do I get out of town? Because depending on where Michael goes, there may be flights canceled and there could be other issues in getting to D.C. And so he booked a backup flight and he had it all covered and was, on duty through the landfall of the storm yesterday. But that's what his plate has been filled with for almost 10 days now. And it's worked out that he's going to be able to get to D.C. and be there for the burial of his brother with full military honors. So I just wanted to let you in on that and keep him in your thoughts. I feel like he's my kid brother. And that's how I feel about him.
Like Wally and Beaver.
Yeah, and
except I'm the Beaver.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
He's more mature than I am.
But that's what I was saying earlier when he asked me what I was doing. He had sent us a text that said it looked like he was going to be able to travel, like leave the rain here, but you know, after he gets up yonder way, he'll probably hook back up with Michael and whatever stage it's in at that point. But I do worry about you guys when you're traveling and stuff like that. I want to make sure you get to where you're going safely. So, and, you know, I think that just comes from, we see each other more than we see our own family.
Uh-huh.
So sure. You become family, and that's how it is. Roll Tide.
There's that Roll Tide punctuation mark again.
Did you see today's cup? That's our wedding hashtag.
Gumptuals?
Gumptuals.
Yeah, hashtag gumptuals. My friend Chassie, who's also a bridesmaid, she came up with it. Not like this should be your hashtag. She just, you know, she was like, let's talk about the gumptuals.
Well,
because
she's
the gump.
She's clever.
She is. She's a teacher.
Ah, well.
She's a history teacher, and she's one of those fun, effective teachers where you are having a good time and not realizing that you're learning. So
sneaky, huh?
Yeah.
I've never liked the term nuptials.
Gumptuals is good, though.
Gumptuals is fine. We know that that's a term in jest. Nuptials just sounds like it's part of the male anatomy. And
I was thinking that same thing.
It's like, let's get nuptials.
Let's get nuptials!
Duh.
Lort.
Lort.
And if it wasn't a part, it is now because people heard that.
Yeah.
And they're going to...
Kicked him right in the nuptials.
Right in the nuptials.
Now, Rich is traveling by air. We've heard so many crazy stories, morning maroons, throughout this entire year that have been weird. We don't have a morning maroon from the air, but we do have an electrifying morning maroon involving the creature we know as...
Ooh, you know what? We're about to hit the weather pattern where you can wear your hoodie again.
Your hoodie?
Your Christmas vacation hoodie.
That's right. No, it's been waiting.
Because you wore that for like 6 months.
I remember the last time I hung it up, and I did clean it.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I hung it up, I said, this is probably the last morning I'll be able to use this. And it was. Because we were turning the corner. I think that was around Easter. But you will see me on TV in my flaming red Emily designed hoodie.
I know. I have to think of what I'm going to do for Christmas this year.
We've got traffic and your local news here.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still dealing with that accident on 65 southbound. That's going to be right around Highway 31 in Hope Hall. Backed up to Highway 80, which is where you turn off to go to the airport. Also got some slow traffic on 65 southbound from Cobbs Ford Road down to the area of Highway 143. Now, if you're headed back down toward the Gulf Coast, you're going to be okay if you're on 65 going to Mobile, or if you take the little cutoff roads and go down Highway 29 to Pensacola, you'll be fine there. If you're headed east on any of the big roadways, I-10, Highway 90, you're going to run into some bad stuff when you get around to Funiac Springs. Those roads are shut down. They're completely shut down. So you'll need to find another way to go if you're headed down there again. That's right as you get to Funiac Springs, and it goes for a long way over to the Sawdust community. Want a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fences, and improvements. Call 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You have a voice for radio.
Good morning.
We'll do it live.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Your outburst with passionate response to a sobering truth.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there.
Not suitable for radio.
I'm on a freight train to Crazy Town.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Many evacuees from the Gulf Coast have made their way to the river region because of Hurricane Michael. Some hotels are sold out this week. For a full list of school closings, visit our website, alabamanews.net. A Millbrook police officer has resigned after allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a student at Stanhope Elmore High School. Officials say there has been no formal complaint in this case, but an internal investigation had already started in the department. And a judge has delayed the death penalty trial of a South Carolina man charged with killing his 5 children and burying them in West Alabama. The trial was scheduled to start on Monday. The order signed Tuesday says a new date will be picked once court dates for 2019 are set. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, so we have 20 days left this month. November's 50. 75 days until Christmas. I remember a couple of years ago, one of our delightful callers who went by the name Teacher shared with us that she was going to Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK, to have the LASIK procedure done, a gift from her husband. Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything more meaningful than that? To grant the wish of having your vision restored so you could do away with glasses and contacts and open your eyes and enjoy that same kind of HD focus that we took for granted during the prime of our youth. That's what LASIK can do. However, anybody interested has to take one step at no charge, and that's to call them at 272-2020, make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, and they will tell you within a matter of minutes whether or not LASIK is an option for vision restoration. No charge whatsoever. If it is, there's no pressure to do it, but you need to take this step before you can even think about it. They have care credit available for qualified customers who wish to finance part of the procedure. They make it as easy and convenient as they can, and I'll tell you, with advancements in this, I know, remember when they first introduced it in the late 80s, it would take days for people to be able to function normally. Now, I mean, there really is minimal, almost no recovery time required because of advances in technology and the expertise and gifted hands of men like Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. So call them at 272-2020 if you'd just like to learn more about it. Visit online, MEP.com. William B., our critic at large.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to let you know that wreck on 65 southbound appears to be cleared up. I just came through there. Traffic's still kind of slow right there, but it's opened up.
Hey, William?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
It's his birthday?
Yeah, I just saw that a while ago.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And in tribute.
Well, thank you.
Isn't that great?
He posted on my Facebook a little while ago. He just hit a bump so hard he bounced off his seat and landed on his nuptials. Man, that hurts. So, I told you. See what you started there?
Hey, like nobody else has ever done that.
Yeah.
Bless him.
They're going to have commercials now. You know, they do the prostate when you're having trouble with your nuptials.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then we'll have to endure a graphic commercial with about 500 disclaimers that make you wonder whether it's worth getting rid of
really,
the problem to begin with.
Since is somebody it worthwhile, you know? Yeah. I mean, you put this stuff on an ingrown toenail, and you could die, but your toenails would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
he was so young, and his toenails looked so good.
Or you could suffer from diarrhea, projectile vomiting, or warts growing off your tail. It's just amazing. William, thank you, and a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
All righty. Here is Phil.
Good morning, everyone. Everybody made it through the storm okay?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Good deal. Hey, listen, I'm calling asking for a little help from you guys. You've always been very helpful to your listeners. I'm loaded up with plywood and 2x4s, and I'm heading down to board up a condo that I own down there on Panama City Beach. Is there any way that somebody can check on the roads going 167 to 79 to see if they're clear or passable?
I think Jay's trying to look that up now, but since you've said that on the air, anybody that knows will likely call in and let us know. So keep listening.
Okay.
Jay.
I definitely will. I'll be on the road for several hours, and I got you guys on my phone where I can listen to you through the internet.
Was your property damaged in the storm?
Well, the problem is they just lifted the curfew this morning.
Yeah.
And so they wouldn't even let people in the area. This is Edgewater Beach Resort, where the units are located. We were told by passersby that 90% of the glass facing north, which would be facing Front Beach Road,
right,
is gone out of the building because there's drapes blowing in the breeze,
right,
which may indicate that the sliders have been penetrated as well. So, but, you know, there's no phone service. You can't call anybody. I mean, it's a nightmare, man.
All right. Jay's looking it up. He's pulling
up
some
maps. Yeah, I found 167, which looks okay. You said 167 to 79?
Correct.
Oh, there it is. Okay, 167 to 79 is all right. It gets bad, though, when you get to 277.
Okay, yeah, no, we take 167, you know, out of Troy. Go 231, take a right on 167. That takes you through Enterprise.
Right.
79.
Mm-hmm. You're
Enterprise.
Good there. You're good there until you hit 79. Awesome. When you hit 79, things are fine there. When 79 runs into 90, things are fine there. But when 79 hits to 277, like 277 is, don't even get on, what is that? Is that 10? That's 10.
I-10.
Yeah, I-10 is bad.
Yeah, that's a major one, too.
We're going straight to the water. 79 dead end into Front Beach Road.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that. I'm seeing Vernon going down. Da-da-da. You're going to run into some issues at the Pine Log State Forest, but not a big one.
Okay.
Nothing bad there. There's a couple of delays on your way to 79, but otherwise you're fine. And then 98... 98's bad, too, but that's...
It's going to be hit or miss there. Yeah.
Yeah, 98's bad, too, but otherwise you're fine on 79.
Good luck, and probably the time you get down there, the authorities will have a better flow of traffic established for people trying to get back in to see their places. Good luck. Let us know how you do when all is said and done, okay, Phil?
I most definitely will. We'll take pictures, and I'll make sure you guys get all the info, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Keith.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I've got some information for that gentleman trying to head to Florida to get in down there.
Okay.
There's a website, floridadisaster.org.
Floridadisaster.org.
Yes, the / counties will take you directly where you can select the counties, or you can call 1-800-342-3557. That's Florida EMA.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
I gotta tell you, Florida, under the leadership of Rick Scott, has really had their act together on storms. When I went down to Florida, that was almost a year ago, this coming weekend, went down for that memorial. And this is just a couple of weeks after Irma came through. And everybody down there was amazed at how fast power was restored. When I was driving down, there was a convoy of hundreds of electrical trucks coming back north. And yesterday, I saw they were already in position to rebuild the power grid.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've learned. And I think that, considering how ferocious that storm was and how likely the infrastructure was pretty bent up, they'll get things in order quickly. They know what, that's what you get when you got people that are just ready to do it. Like my friend, my new best friend, Mr. Chappelle, down the street on Carmichael Road. That level of competence and service, you got to reward it. 8:25 already. My goodness, we got our Morning Maroon nominees coming up a little bit later.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org, Concrete by Design on Facebook, or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Jean from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Jean, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I do everything by myself. Shop, go to the movies. I'm so lonely.
Maybe you should try getting some friends.
Friends?
Friends will spend time with you and do all the things you mentioned and more.
What if I want to watch TV and I don't want to hear anyone blabbering?
Then what you need is a quiet friend.
What if my friend needs a ride to the airport? I don't want to do that.
Just get a quiet friend with a car.
And if my friend asks to help them move?
Then you need a quiet friend with a car or a truck.
Don't friends always want to borrow money?
That's easy. Just find a quiet friend with a car or a truck who is rich.
Okay, but what if my friend needs a kidney and I'm a donor match?
Okay, just find a quiet friend with a car or a truck who is rich and has a clean family medical history.
Is this friend gonna call me a lot? I need some me time.
You know what? You may be better off without any friends.
But I'm so lonely.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's rare that we have two of these in the same day. The first story, by the way, after 6, and I will post this and we'll discuss it this afternoon on Happy Hour, is that a survey was done, and most people could care less what celebrities have to say about politics.
I believe you're right.
This is an action story.
Ooh, action.
Well, sort of.
Sort of action.
And with Rich traveling today, we hope he doesn't run into a situation like this. Police at a Florida airport removed a passenger who refused to get off a Cleveland-bound flight when she was found carrying, and I kid you not here, carrying an emotional support.
Really?
Passengers had already boarded Frontier Airlines Flight 1612 at Orlando when they were told there was a situation everybody needed to get off the plane. I've had that happen where you're strapped into your seat, you're ready to feel that little nudge when they push back,
Yeah.
You know you're on your way.
Right.
You're at least going to get to the runway. So they had to take everybody off the plane. I've been through that too, and that is not fun. The guy, passenger Brandon Nixon, everyone's a little panicky. You expect the worst when they say something like that. As he exited the plane, he asked a flight attendant if she had any information. All she said was a squirrel. Frontier says the passenger had noted in her reservation she was bringing an emotional support animal with her on the flight, but she did not indicate it was a squirrel. Rodents, including squirrels, are not one of the support animals allowed on Frontier flights.
I did not know that.
The airline says police were called when the passenger refused to leave, and the Sky Nixon captured video of the moment the woman was escorted through the terminal, pumping her fist in the air as she clutched her carry-on bag with the squirrel in her lap.
Lord.
Passengers reboarded 15 minutes later, so it didn't end up in a big simus.
So was the squirrel just like sitting there? Did she have a little squirrel collar on it with a little leash?
Let's find out. Songs for all occasions.
Ah, yes.
I got support from an animal. Always by my side, for I'm emotional. It's a damn shame I can't take him on a plane.
Oh, no.
As the flight attendant comes down the aisle, the squirrel's the first one to yell,
"Let's get nuts!"
Oh, goodness.
Was that a little hot?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but like every time I have you turn my headphones down, somehow they creep back up.
Well, I'm deaf enough, it doesn't hurt me.
I know, but I'm trying to hang on to what little bit
understand.
I have left.
You know, you're young and, you know.
I'm not young,
well, I'm glad Rusty
you.
Enjoyed that little song.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was nice.
That's my dad and Sister Elizabeth's song.
What's that? Oh, My Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, of course, I was around. I wasn't dating that. 8:34 is the time.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. And I'm good
at it. You thought better of it, huh?
There is nobody better at saying nothing than me. I am the living version of the Air Supply song.
What Air Supply song?
Making love out of nothing at all.
Oh.
Hang on, today I got a birthday in the family, too. My new son-in-law, handsome Ryan. And
is it his birthday?
Yes.
This is a good day for birthdays because you've got Hound Dog's daughter, you've got Ryan, it's my Uncle James's birthday.
James, how about that?
It's my nephew Minor's birthday.
Minor? So, mm-hmm. That's an unusual name, I like it.
They were headed to Tampa. They, too, were wondering how's the storm, and fortunately, Tampa just got some showers and stuff, so they made it to Tampa, and I wanted to give them, I didn't want to just buy them a dinner, I wanted to give them an experience.
So they went to this fancy schmancy place that you hooked them up with.
Burns is the name, B-E-R-N apostrophe S. And, I hadn't been there since 1989.
Wow.
But I had been there twice in the 80s, and it is the ultimate dining experience. And, you know, but since I hadn't seen it, I was just hoping it would still be for them like it was for me, amazing. And they sent lots of pictures. It's a very elegant, old-fashioned kind of place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the food, the preparation and presentation is off the world. What is this? This is banana cheese pie. And desserts are served in a different room. You finish your dinner, and they take it to the dessert room.
Oh, I've never been any place that fancy.
That's very fancy.
I did change tables at Dairy Queen one time. I just moved over to another table because I made a big old mess there, and I went over.
And it just made my heart feel so good yesterday. I got a text. We had the best time, all caps.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Yeah. Little goose. You know, and you know what I love? There was a moment when she was about 12, I think, and she was getting ready to go to summer camp, and she says, Dad, I got to go to Walgreens to get some stuff for camp. So we went around the aisles, and she threw things in the basket, and the checkout total was $122.
Wow.
And she says, Dad, I got to take some of this back. That's too much. I said, do you need this stuff? Let's get it. I just appreciate the fact that you were thinking about what it was going to cost me.
Uh-huh.
That's reward enough. We're going to buy this. Forget about it. And I appreciate that it's just not like assumed or taken for granted. That means the world to me, you know? And I told her, I said, you cannot do this. You cannot do burns if you're going to, like my mother, fly my mother down to visit when I was making stupid money. And I know my mother. And she would, I would take her to places where the women did not get a menu with prices.
Uh-huh.
That's how a lot of the gourmet joints do it. Maybe some still do, I don't know. And it would drive her nuts. Because she'd be like, she wanted to order the cheapest thing, like I was going to win a bankruptcy if I spent too much money. And then one time she said, I said, what do you want to do for dinner? What do you have a taste for? And she says, you know what I want? IHOP.
There you go.
So we went to the South Beach IHOP. Yes, they had one at that time. It is 8:37. Let's say good morning to Sid.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Sid!
Loud and clear, Sid. How are you?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you guys talked about this morning or not, but I noticed when I was coming up Ann Street right there by I-85, quite a few big 18-wheelers headed toward the interstate. And I thought, that's kind of unusual, 18-wheelers on Ann Street.
Mm-hmm.
But I just realized what I saw on the side of the trailers. It had about disaster relief, hurricanes, earthquakes.
Right.
Okay, well, I just went by Garrett Coliseum, and in the northern parking lot there are literally hundreds of these disaster relief 18-wheelers. So I don't know if it's federal government or who, but somebody is really on the ball, because they've got help rolling to the panhandle.
Yes, they have so improved the organization. I saw propane trucks pulled over on the side of 85 yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain that they were headed to 65. They were just sort of staging along the side so they could go down in a convoy style. They were ready. And, you know, they knew what was coming. They knew it was going to be bad. People were going to be without power. And they already had the grid mapped out before the storm came in, so that as soon as it was gone, they could start putting everything back together. They have come a long way.
Yeah, I guarantee you. It makes you proud as an American when we see our federal government plan in advance instead of waiting for something happens. But there's hundreds of them there at Garrett Coliseum, so kudos to our government and FEMA. They're doing a great job.
You know what? I think the government performs better when you have a guy who's used to organizing big projects. You know, in the White House.
It's amazing when you have a professional businessman rather than a career politician running our country.
You are correct, sir. I think that makes all the difference in the world. Thank you very much for a very perspicacious observation on your part.
Perspicacious observation. Yeah.
Nobody's impressed with anything I do today.
I was just
Rusty and my sound effects.
Dumbfounded.
Rusty and my sound effects are the only things that care about me. Yay!
We've got about the same personality as me and the sound effects. So.
I had Lynn from Brian Jewelry on the show Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time since we had a chance to talk to Lynn from Brian Jewelry. And we talked about a whole array of things. They were the only jeweler in the whole state of Alabama to be invited to this summit event in Bonita Springs, Florida, where they introduced new items. And it speaks to their reputation, 63 years of service. I told her the story about the couple in Costco who had bought their rings in 61 years ago from Brian Jewelry. She loved that story. But I did ask, you know, for those of you who are looking to have something custom made for Christmas, it would be a good idea to... If you don't have an idea, you can always stop by and just chat with them and then think about it and come back. But get that type of order in ahead of Thanksgiving week if you can, to give them plenty of time in case it needs a tweak or two. You won't be rushed. They won't be rushed. And they'll be able to produce what it is that you want to give as a gift to that someone special. And it'll look fantastic, because that's one thing a professional jeweler can do. Now, they have a huge, huge selection of every type of gem You can even build a watch at Brian Jewelry. Put your personal touch on it. They do engraving, of course, too. And a large showcase filled with great gift ideas for the Roll Tide War Eagle person in your life. Classy stuff. Not next to the boiled eggs at the convenience store. We're talking about the real deal. Stuff you'll be proud to give. So please, as you think ahead to the holidays, include Brian Jewelry. Absolutely worth the drive from anywhere in the Montgomery area, or even people from Millbrook come there all the time.
Oh.
To 1778 East Main. In the preferred community, BrianJewelry.com. Linda, good morning to you.
Good morning again.
Hi.
Say, I want to tell you, thank you for the listeners that gave me good advice.
For your directions?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I wanted to say, maybe they're listening, maybe they're not, but there are line trucks coming down 65.
Mm.
Thanks to those guys. I, you know, this is the second time this week I've seen kind of a convoy of line trucks.
Right.
So, and they were on their way before the storm even hit.
And those FEMA trucks, like the, I don't live in Prattville anymore, so I don't take that way home, but I remember last year during the whole Harvey situation, they were having the FEMA trucks line up along you had to take the Day Street exit. You know what I'm talking about, Jay?
Yeah, it was Howard's Media tried last year with Harvey and Irma and Nate. They just couldn't come up with a story of somebody who was ready to scream at the government for the lousy job they did.
No, and with this, and with Michael impending, I mean, for the last couple, I would say for every day this week, before it even made landfall, I saw the signs on the interstate saying FEMA trucks, exit zero, Day Street.
I never say
exit zero, which I think is odd, but
I think the day the media earned its unforgivable reputation was the day they shamed Bush into appearing on TV from New Orleans as if he could have done anything different with a hurricane that size. That death toll was totally, we were talking about this last night at Bomb Hours, totally on the mayor and governor for not following his request for a 72-hour evacuation.
And Nakin's in jail now, isn't he?
He's in jail. And Blanco is thankfully out of politics. But they killed a lot of people with... And for this reason, and it's on tape. Watch the special, Inside Katrina, on National Geographic. You can get it on YouTube. There's a tape of them hearing, we urge you to leave 72 hours ahead, mandatory evacuation. We've got trains, buses, whatever you need. And those trains left empty because they didn't want to be seen as taking orders from a Republican. For that, 1,000 people gave their lives. So things are very different now, and I think you'll see a lot of good news start to come out of the areas that were whacked by Michael yesterday. Thank you for the call. It's time to get the forecast from Rich. We'll get an update on the roads, and then we'll be back. We have our Morning Maroon nominees yet to do.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As Michael quickly pulls away from the area, dramatic changes in our weather. Cloudy early today, then big improvements by afternoon with partly cloudy skies and a high temperature around 81. Mainly clear tonight, much cooler as a cool front moves through the area. Low to mid-50s for the overnight low temperature. How about that? Blue skies, sunshine tomorrow and Saturday with high temperatures in the 70s and lows at night in the 50s. And then a beautiful day on Sunday with a high temperature in the low 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. 65 southbound, round mile marker 164. That accident there beginning to clear. They are moving traffic through there now. Still a little bit slow, but it is moving and should be out of your way very shortly. over on 65 southbound, up on the upper end around Highway 143. All that backed up traffic is gone now, and it looks like we're still seeing just a little bit on 85 southbound right around Ann Street. Festival Plaza has a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's my story? Well, it's a long story. My wife and I have been with Max since before my first daughter was born. Now we have three grown girls.
Oh, those girls are going to deal them fits. They're almost too pretty for their own good. I've known them since they were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Max has always been there. Now the oldest is getting married this summer, and the twins are off to college in the fall.
I heard the oldest is marrying an architect. I'm just so proud. And the twins going off to university? My goodness.
I don't know what we'd do without Max.
Oh, it's nothing much. I just helped him out with a few simple things, like a home equity line of credit and a money market deposit account for the wedding.
Sarah really knows her stuff, but even more important than that, she knows us. It's a relationship, and that's why I'll always trust Max, my financial institution.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 410580. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Sam Adams, governor of District 6880 of Rotary International, a service organization of 1.2 million members around the globe. Chances are that sometime in the last century, someone in your family or someone you knew contracted polio. In this century, it is very unlikely because Rotary has worked tirelessly for almost 40 years and has immunized over 2.5 billion children against this life-threatening disease. We have made great progress and are this close to totally wiping it off the face of the earth forever. It is truly a countdown to history, and we want you to be a part of it. Friday, October the 12th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Rotary is hosting a Countdown to History. The End Polio Now benefit concert featuring former ACM Female Artist of the Year, Winona and the Big Noise.
I saw the light in your window tonight. How did you get to me? No one else on earth.
Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Come be a part of history Friday, October 12th at the Impact. Join us for Winona and the Big Noise.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning.
Sleep well?
Morning, sleeping beauty.
Morning.
Still sleeping.
You know, it's such a beautiful morning.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and
I want some coffee.
I want coffee.
What do you want for breakfast?
Just coffee.
Just coffee.
I'll just have coffee, thanks.
Caffeine is not a food group.
Says you.
Says you.
You know what else I just realized?
What?
It's showtime.
All right, and we are ready for the big finale to today's show, which is our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us to help this particular group of dummies is the recent country wisdom, our friend Randy Burkholder, Preble Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Here we go. It's going to be quick today because we're also kind of tight for time. We've had a lot of Michael-related sidetracks today. Here's a couple. A 33-year-old woman named Gina Lyons and a 35-year-old new husband, Mark Lee, went on their honeymoon to Sri Lanka back in December. They liked their hotel, spent a lot of time in it, got so drunk.
Mm-hmm. How drunk did they get?
They woke up the next day and realized they had agreed to buy it. So
that's drunk.
There's no getting out of the deal, but they are going to have to spend about $8,000 to renovate it so they can maybe make a profit. Neither one of them had any recollection of signing the sales contract. We have a competitive barefoot runner in Minneapolis who has been getting blasted for whining to his neighborhood Facebook group about acorns on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason they sell these things called shoes.
Yeah.
Running shoes. You even get them with special inserts that help, you know, keep your feet in good shape and all that, and protect you from things like...
Nuptials.
Yeah, that fall on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Nuptials the size of acorns.
Yes, which can be a good thing, I guess.
And then finally, our third nominee, a guy outside Houston who wanted to decontaminate himself of bugs that were crawling all over his body on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
But instead of looking up how-to on Google, he doused himself in brake cleaner... without realizing that it was flammable.
Yeah, it'll burn.
A spark from a vacuum cleaner ignited the man. He was injured. Cops have asked him a lot of questions. He hasn't been charged with a crime because stupidity, unfortunately, is not a crime. They suspect drugs or alcohol may have been involved. It'll take him a few weeks, but he'll be out of the hospital.
So those bugs may or may not have been real.
I don't recall ever seeing brake cleaner that said, also good for ridding one of bugs.
101 users.
Who's the dumbest of the dumb in that group?
Oh, God, the bug guy.
Bug guy. I have to go along with that, too, because often it's that last extra step you take. Will this work that makes a big difference?
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
You know how to help people get rid of bugs.
Great. He could have come to the feet, though.
Yeah, to Preville Farm Center.
And this is an interesting story. We had a person, of course I'm not going to name it, but person come in the other day carrying a little Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Randy, tell me what bug this is, because it's aggravating me to death, making me itch. And I looked in the bag, I don't see a bug. They said, oh, it's in there. It's very small. It's very tiny. You got to look hard. And I said, well, I just can't see it. Well, I've got we look at, we look at turf diseases and turf and weeds and leaves all the time under microscope. I got a microscope.
Oh.
Here. Now, I mean, I know that's super nerdy. All the other feed store owner operators out there going, he's the nerd of the feed store world.
He's got a degree.
So I get the bag under there, and he said, I think it's over in the corner. So we messed around, and sure enough, there was a bug there. Well, what it was lice.
Lice?
It was lice.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
Which is a mite. It's in the mite family.
Yeah.
But they're just very small.
Might make you itch.
Might make you itch. So anyway, he said, well, you know, obviously I won't get rid of it because they had been camping or something like that, and they picked it up in the woods. And anyway, so yeah, once we knew what it was, very easy to treat.
Well, you know, there have been times where I've thought about trying to capture certain things I've seen around to bring it in for species identification purposes, just in case.
Well, we identify a lot of bugs and we identify a lot of weeds, but that was the first one that on a bug that I used the microscope. So I
know what a snake is, and my Preville Farm Center snake repellent has come in handy because I've not seen the guy since.
You know, there's a cereal you could eat to get rid of them. Lice Krispies. They're good. Yeah.
God. That's Rusty Aldrich, homeless person we picked up on the way to work today. Randy, what else would you like to talk about in our last minute here?
Well, we've got some things going on weather-wise. We got a pretty good dousing of rain yesterday, and we needed it, really. It's been a little dry. Weather's going to cool off some here and have some pretty weather over the weekend. It would be if a person has a mind to plant a fall garden or green fields for deer, this would be a good time this weekend. There's moisture in the soil. not going to be so hot. So it'll be a great time to plant, and we're ready for that.
All right, and for the products you need to nurture what you want to grow, to get what you don't want growing or stuff you don't want on your property, period.
Yeah.
This is the place to go, and this is the man to talk to at Prattville Farm Center. Give us your location and hours, my friend.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That's about a third of a mile just south of McDonald's on the old Highway 31.
See, that's the way to give directions. You go to McDonald's, you turn left, and there you are.
The uptown.
McDonald's is the staple that we use to identify where we're at all the time.
It's and, like the North Pole of Prattville.
We're here from 7 to 6, and on Saturday, 7 to 2. Sunday, we're closed. We're going to try to go to church.
There you go.
But yeah. We're ready for all the plants and everything. Y'all come on down.
Great deals on top-notch dog food as well at Prattville Farm Center. Randy, have a great weekend, my friend.
Y'all do the same.
Okay, Jay, Emily, Rusty, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Do it again.
Thanks for all your help. And our bus is pulling into Camp News and Views.
You're all set. Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's October 11th, the greatest day ever. On the 11th of October, 1996, the Ford Motor Company bought the naming rights to the Detroit Lions football stadium. It was Ford's worst